It's a trap!
Hello and welcome to episode number 86 of Radio TCX,
your weekly source for X-Wing news and strategy.
I'm Tim Dugan.
And I'm Carson Ray.
So there's a lot of things I like about the game of X-Wing. Obviously, the core of it is the game design and game mechanics. I always found really interesting from the very start, and the way the game has evolved over time with new expansions and new releases generally keeps things fresh and interesting. But there are a lot of other reasons that drew me to the game, and a lot of them have to do with the aesthetics of Star Wars and aesthetics of X-Wing as a miniatures game.
Yeah, for me, obviously, the template and dial mechanic of the game of X-Wing is amazing. But what really first drew me in was just the level of detail on the models and the pretty good paint job provided with the models.
Yeah, it really catches your eye, especially when you're new. Before I had played many games of X-Wing, I actually bought a ton of models ahead of time just because they're so cool. And obviously, you know, as a Star Wars fan, it was awesome to see this really sweet TIE bomber that was already pre-painted and textured and all that. So I think a big draw of the game is the aesthetic portion, just coming out of the box, how good they look. But a lot of players go ahead and take that a step further, kind of putting their own flair on their ships.
Yeah, so today we're going to give an overview of what we refer to as the hobby side of the game, where we talk about the things players do outside of the game of X-Wing to enhance the aesthetics of the game.
Yeah, so let's get to it. So X-Wing is a miniatures game, but it differentiates itself from a lot of other miniatures games, even other Star Wars miniatures games, just by how accessible it is. And part of that isn't just the game mechanics, but that's also the creative elements of it. In a lot of miniatures games, when you get your models, they usually don't come assembled, and oftentimes they're just kind of that matte gray plastic or a plain plastic where you have to go ahead and paint your units so that you can have your squad be differentiated from other players' squads.
Right, and for me, coming from Warhammer 40K before X-Wing, which is one of those games where you do have to assemble the models and then paint them before you're even ready to play the game. That easy accessibility of X-Wing was something that drew me in, where I didn't have to spend all the time building and painting to be able to use the model I just got. I can easily put it on the table same day I walk into the game store. But there is something rather rewarding for putting extra time into the models to make them look both unique on the table and representative of your squad aesthetic you're going for. You can really put the time in ahead of time and make your squad look like a cohesive squad. Now, the Fantasy Flight paint schemes do set this up a little bit, where, like for the Rebels, you know, a lot of them have the same red stripes, but some of them have blue stripes. And so if you wanted to use, you know, a Z95 with an X-Wing, well, then they kind of have clashing paint schemes.
And doing a simple paint job on your ship can really add and make your squad look like a real squad. I experienced this back in the day when I was flying a squad with three Z95s, a T-70 X-Wing, and a Y-Wing, and most of those matched up pretty good. The Z95s, at least the Rebel variety, have kind of this blue highlight painting on them. Obviously, the standard T-70 X-Wing also has that blue, but the standard Rebel Y-Wing had that kind of Gold Squadron yellow paint on it, so it kind of stood out like a sore thumb compared to the rest of the squad. So I myself am not, at this point, confident enough to do my own painting, but I had a buddy of mine, shout out to Jason Moon in Minnesota. I just asked him to do a real quick paint job on my Y-Wing because I was running this squad a lot, and just do some blue highlights instead of the yellow, and suddenly I looked like I had this really cool, cohesive unit, and all it took was a little bit of painting on just one of those ships.
Right, so today we're just going to give an overview of some steps you can take to add those extra details to your squads. Now, start off with a bit of a disclaimer. I'm not an artist. All my brothers are artists. Somehow that gene just completely skipped me.
I feel the same way with my siblings.
But following some simple techniques, I've found I've been able to have some pretty good results.
Yeah, and I like a lot of the paint jobs you've done. I think they look pretty great.
So I think we should just jump in with the big one, painting.
Yeah, so Carson, like, what are the basic elements you go for? Like, so I know a lot of our listeners probably aren't avid painters, but they might be interested in repainting their X-Wing models. At the core, what do you need to just do some quick updates to your ship or start that painting process?
Right. So first, you need the tools. you want to use some sort of acrylic paint. That's just going to give you the best result on the model. And then you want to get some hobby brushes. You really want some really fine brushes for details. Better painters can get away with fewer brushes, but for me, I need the wide range to be able to get the best results. And I found that investing in better brushes is usually worth it. And then if you're like me and have a hard time painting straight lines, things like masking tape helps a lot. Another important thing you want to do is with those acrylic paints is you want to make sure you're watering them down. It may take a few layers of applying the paint to get the right colored result. But if you don't water it down, it can get a little clunky and kind of add an unwanted 3D element to the model. Now, you can go the advanced route and also get an airbrush paints, which can yield a lot better results and make it look very professionally done. You can do some really sweet weathering or shading techniques with airbrushes. And you can just base coat the models with whatever color you want with an airbrush, which is nice. But that setup's expensive, and unless you want the really high-end result, it's not always necessary. So those are sort of the tools.
Now, Carson, if I was someone who was going to start painting, like what do you think would be the easiest way to start, or what kind of little addition should I make to my ships just to kind of test the waters there with painting?
You actually kind of already highlighted this, taking an existing paint job, which are they're pretty good paint jobs, and just tweaking it. So like my first X-Wing paint job was changing a Y-Wing from the yellow paint scheme to red to match the red and white B-Wings I was using at the time. And so there I just, you know, there's some yellow stripes around the cockpit and I just painted over those red. And then at the caps of the engines, there's some yellow and I painted some red there. And it's a really easy step for any of those Rebel ships to match them to the rest of your squad.
Well, there's something so cool when you get to an X-Wing table at a tournament or something and you look across the board and you see your opponent's ships and ships that normally didn't quite have matching paint schemes or they kind of had dull paint schemes. To see those be cohesive and all kind of tie together in their paint scheme, even if it's not even like the most pro-level paint job I've ever seen, I'm always a little bit impressed by that, just by the amount of effort I know it takes to get those matching and looking good. And it's just so cool to see, look across the board and see someone matching a bunch of different scum ships all kind of sharing a similar theme or something.
Another pretty simple thing to do is just for Imperial ships, add some red blood stripes, make them look like Saber Squadron models, whether, you know, it's a TIE Fighter, TIE Defender, really any TIE variant, throw some red stripes on there. It looks pretty sweet. Now, you can also go kind of the opposite direction of instead of making your whole squad look uniform, if you have a unique character in your squad that you wanted to accent, you know, maybe adding just some unique markings on that ship on top of it. Obviously, there's already a model for Poe Dameron's ship, but adding some fancy color stripes to your model is pretty easy and can really make that character stand out. I feel like X-Wing, B-Wing, gun barrels, also the casing extending from the Y-Wing engine, those four bar pieces are great for adding some extra detail to make your model stand out. Of course, on ships with broad surfaces, flat wings, adding some sort of free-handed decal can look pretty cool. I painted some cross lightsabers across my Asajj, which kind of look like hockey sticks, but that's okay.
Well, you're a big hockey fan anyway, so it kind of works both ways, right?
Another cool thing that's just a little bit harder is taking a TIE variant and turning it into a First Order type ship where you're painting those solar panels white and then making that trim black.
Yeah, that looks really cool too, especially on ships that don't really have a variant. Obviously, TIE Fighters and there's TIE FOs and SFs if you want to get that paint scheme from a stock expansion. But things like TIE Defenders and TIE Interceptors all look really cool with that.
Or some First Order Phantoms.
First Order Phantoms, pretty sweet. There's some really cool stuff you can do there. And even that's a relatively simple paint scheme.
Yeah, for me, white paint always seems to get clunky, so just I always give it some extra watering down. But yeah, the results are really cool. Another easy thing is to add some engine glow. So here you just take some sort of bright color, orange, yellow, blue, and apply it into either the well or protruding engine, depending on the model. I kind of try to mix a series of colors, usually with like a white center and then adding color around the outside. I think engine effects really pop on the table, and it really doesn't take that long to add that effect.
So that's a lot of things you can do relatively easily to adapt existing paint schemes. But what if we're talking about doing a complete overhaul on a ship? Like, you don't like the paint. So I guess the first question would be, what are the stock X-Wing expansions that you feel like the paint schemes are just not that interesting and that you kind of want to redo the whole thing?
For me, this is an obvious answer. It's the Scum Aggressor model. Just really don't like that kind of grayish color scheme. It was originally what actually kept me away from playing Aggressors. I just kind of thought the model looked ugly with that paint scheme.
They look kind of boring, and you have to play two of them.
Right. But after repainting it, I really like the model, actually. It's got a real aggressive aerodynamic shape, and the patterns on the, I want to say wings, but I don't really know what they are, looks really cool with alternating two different colors on them, where there's just like a weird arrangement of panels. And of course, the show has heard plenty of me playing Aggressors ever since then. It's a really fun model, I think, after you repaint it, but yeah, I just really didn't care for the original paint scheme.
So that's a case where the aesthetics of the game actually impacted your list building decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish I didn't waste a whole year not playing them because of the aesthetics.
Especially
really
back in the day.
Best year, I think.
For me, I really like a lot of the repaints, especially that you've done a couple cool repaints with the Protectorate. I think that's a really cool model design. To me, just the generic paint scheme, it's just kind of, you know, it's not bad. It's just kind of, I don't know, I feel pretty indifferent about it. But all the cool different color schemes I've seen done with those is really cool.
Kind of the opposite is I really like the base Shadowcaster paint scheme. I think the big yellow on there looks really cool. And then I think they have pretty good weathering effects applied as well. But I've also repainted all of my Shadowcaster models.
Just to make it more cohesive with the rest of the squad.
Yeah. For, yeah, uniform squad look. And I just like accentuating the Asajj character. But as far as kind of the techniques you want to apply for complete repaints is you're going to need to rebase the model. That means applying a new base coat. I use the Citadel spray paints for this, but really any acrylic-based spray paint, you probably want to use the same spray paint brand that you're using for your acrylic paints. Or if you have access to an airbrush, those work better. And you want to make sure you don't overcoat it because then you can lose all the detail in the model. Less is more on spray painting. But then after that, then you got to build up the color from the foundation. Here, actually, when you're basing it, you can do some fun things using like modeling tape and basing it twice, putting a underlying color, covering it up with some tape, and then rebasing it, say black or something, and then pulling off the tape and having some cool stripe patterns that way, which I got a pretty good lines on my Genesis Red model doing that, basing it black, taping up some stripes, and then rebasing it red. And so then as far as after you get the base coat, you want to start applying some layers. So I look at kind of the 3D surface of the model. So I mentioned that the Aggressors have a cool 3D texture on their wings that made that fun to paint.
Yeah.
But then they also, you know, there's some nice grooves that you can get good lines on. The fangs have really good lines on the model for easily pulling out some nice details. You can get some nice lines going just following the natural lines of the model. If you're playing a rebel ship, you probably want to put some, you know, red, blue, gold squad indicators on them.
So, Carson, if I'm someone trying to decide whether I want to do like a full repaint of a ship or if I just want to kind of edit an existing ship's existing paint scheme, what are the benefits of just going from the base up, get that new base coat on and basically starting fresh?
Well, the big payoff is your model's going to look unique. It's really going to stand out from all the other players' models. At a big event, I like to put my squad on the table and have it be very evident this is my squad. I put the time into painting it. It's going to look unique compared to any of the players at the event, even if they're flying the exact same ships I'm flying. I think it just gives your whole squad just a lot more personality.
Well, and there can be some inconsistencies, too, if you end up doing a lot of small tweaks to an existing paint scheme where it starts to feel like two different people painted it. So sometimes if you're going to do a lot of modifications, you might as well just start from the base up just so it's all kind of coherent within itself.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you just took one of my models from a completely repainted squad and put them with a bunch of the stock paint schemes of the Fantasy Flight models, it would stick out and look probably less good. But I think the combined effect of all of the squad painted in a similar color scheme, I think looks, in my opinion, better than the basic paint schemes.
Yeah, there's something about just having that paint scheme across all the ships in your squad that makes it feel different and interesting. And it's just a really cool aesthetic, especially when you're able to share it with other players and get those comments at the table. If any of our listeners have any really sweet paint schemes they want to share, please throw them up on our Facebook page or tweet at us on Twitter at Radio TCX Podcast. We'd love to look at those and possibly share those with the rest of the Radio TCX community. Hey, Radio TCX listeners, time for a quick Patreon update. We've got a whole bunch to announce this month, so let's just get right into it. First off, we've got some raffle winners for the month of October. This month, we were giving away three different prizes, the first being an Alt Art Ketsu Onyo pilot card, along with the other two being two sets of Alt Art Veteran Instincts upgrade cards. These were the quote-unquote Rebel Veteran Instincts, and we've got three raffle winners from Patreon. First off, winning the Ketsu Onyo pilot card is Steve Williams from Pennsylvania. Congratulations, Steve. And then winning our two sets of two Veteran Instincts cards, first off, we have Timothy LeBeau from California and Adam Sitnick from Minnesota. Congratulations, guys. And a huge thank you to everyone who supported us on Patreon. If you want to be eligible for our monthly raffle, please go to patreon.com/radiotcx. The other part of the news I want to announce this month is that we actually have got, finally, our 6-month and 12-month rewards for backers at the $3 or $4 level on our Patreon page. I know it's been a long time. We still have some range rulers to send out, and we're trying to get caught up here. I'm hoping to get caught up sending out all outstanding rewards before the end of this month, so that's going to be my goal here. That being said, we're very excited to announce our 6-month and 12-month rewards. We've got two new, brand new sets of target locks. These are awesome new styles that we had designed, and I think they actually turned out really cool. They're on that awesome red and blue mirrored acrylic, pre-painted, so they're all ready for you to use, and they pair up nicely with that 1-month reward. So we're really excited to send these out. I've already got, I think, the first 120 or so tokens all packaged up. I'm just getting postage for them, so those will send out this week, so most of you will probably receive them in the next week or two. And I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone who supported us on Patreon. It's been a huge encouragement for us. Not only does it help us keep producing this show every week, but it's really nice to see that people are still interested, and it's just a great way to tell us that you like this show and you want to see more content from Radio TCX. Again, if you do want to become a supporter of the show, we'd really appreciate it. You can go to www.patreon.com/radiotcx, and then you can become eligible for our monthly raffle and these awesome rewards. And now, back to the cast. All right, Carson, so painting's awesome, and we can do some really cool stuff with it, but some people aren't so paint-minded. They don't mind running with the existing models, but there are some other really cool tweaks you can do to change the aesthetics of your ship, physically augmenting the model.
Right. Now, I do probably want to start off this with the disclaimer of, after some of this work, you might need to repaint your model because you might scratch up or cut into the existing paint scheme. And the best way to cover that up is just with a completely new, fresh start of paint. But I think the results are always worth it.
I remembering back to my early days of X-Wing, one thing that just kind of blew my mind right away when I didn't even think about actually changing the models at all was seeing some B-Wings where they had put magnets on the pegs so that the B-Wing could rotate 360 degrees to different positions, which not only looks really cool, but it's also actually kind of functionally helpful to prevent ship bumping, where you can just move the model a little bit so that it doesn't bump into other ships on the board.
Yeah, and it's super fun to just spin your B-Wings 360. But before you start off those modifications, you need to make sure you have the right tools. Otherwise, these can be very frustrating. You need probably some good X-Acto knife blades, some solid super glue if you're taking apart any of the model or reapplying pegs. It's actually just nice to have super glue because pegs can break off and it's a quick fix there. And then for some of the more advanced stuff, you're going to want a hobby saw and a hobby drill.
So one of the first ways you can augment your model physically is, like I said, with the B-Wings, kind of altering the peg. So a lot of people would end up drilling out and removing the back peg from like a B-Wing or something and then gluing in a circular magnet or round magnet of some kind and then having a peg that had a magnet on that end as well. so that you can get that cool rotating effect. And that's actually a relatively simple thing to do.
Yeah, that back B-wing peg pulls out pretty easily, and then you can glue in a magnet. What I actually did with my B-wings was I pulled out the pegs, but instead of applying magnets, I set them in a fixed position, just not in their original orientation. So I have one flying horizontally and one flying near upside down. And so Jin just altered the angle of that peg and reapplied it. And here I used that hobby drill to kind of drill in a little bit to get a better anchor for the peg when I re-glued it in. The other thing, though, for B-wings in particular, I think getting the best effect for the rotation is also to cut off the cockpit. And if you're going magnet routes, also apply a magnet there so that the head can orientate itself with how it's rotated, or I just cut it and then glued it respectively for how I orientated them.
So magnets are a relatively simple way to modify like the positioning of your ship. Another cool one I saw you do a couple times, you actually did it for one of my protectorates, and I think you got some inspiration from some other people out there who did it beforehand, was to use basically wire in the back of a protectorate ship, which if anyone's seen the show Rebels, they know that the protectorate, even though it's kind of a fixed wing model in X-Wing, those wings actually freely rotate around the cockpit when the ship's flying. And you can actually get that kind of component movement by, you know, sawing and modifying a protectorate so that those wings can move freely around the core.
Yeah, I don't recommend doing this for the faint of heart. This is one where you definitely want a hobby saw over the X-Acto knife, because you're going to need to make two cuts through the hull of the Fang Fighter as well as cutting off both of the wings. And cutting through, it's pretty thick plastic. Cutting through with an X-Acto knife is a daunting process, and I, on my first attempt, broke multiple X-Acto knife blades, and it's not very safe, so I don't recommend doing that. It's much safer to just get a really small hobby saw and grind through that way. And it makes the process actually really easy. And then you're going to want a hobby drill to drill through the core so you can use like a paper clip or some straight wire, kind of make an axis through the middle of the model so that the wings can spin. You want to make it so that it's connected but not glued, and so that's why you need to put that wire pin through the middle. And then you can use a pin through the engines to connect to a peg so that it's not inhibiting the rotation of the wings. I put my peg back where the peg originally sat on the model just because I like to see the engines on the model and didn't like the wires through them. But that's kind of a personal preference. And the effect is really cool, being able to spin those Fang wings, or I use mine kind of like Striker ailerons.
Yeah, you're always getting on me, especially when I use like a TIE Striker, to make sure when I'm banking, get those wings tilted the appropriate way.
Yeah, and it's cool that Fantasy Flight's incorporated more of those moving pieces into their models. But going back on some of the older models and kind of adding that flavor, you know, you can put folding wings for your B-wings or X-wings, or even Star Vipers, using drill and some wires. You can have those wings collapse down. Looks really cool, and then have it pop up. Another fun thing I've seen players do is add some other components, like swapping turrets out to match. So instead of that blaster turret on the Hawk, maybe using like the turret on the Decimator model or the Outrider's heavy laser cannon, attaching that to other models that are equipping it.
Yeah, I saw when twin laser turret Y-Wings, like sets of four of those were big. I saw some people do some modifications where they'd pull like turret guns off of like World War II miniatures and just go ahead and glue those on in different positions to give that Y-Wing a bulky turret look, which is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, on one of my Seek models, I added a gun barrel from Warhammer rifle onto it to make it look like it was a heavy Seek that mounted a cannon on it. So that's just fun ways you can represent what you're equipping on your model by, you know, just adding some other components. We saw Evan Klassen at Worlds turn his Houndstooth and Punishing One into looking like Reaver ships from Firefly, which was really cool, by adding like kind of barbed wire type effects to them on the outside, which is really cool.
Now, one of the coolest things I've seen people do with their models, it takes quite a bit of effort, I believe, and you kind of need bigger models in general to do this, but I've seen some sweet Millennium Falcons, I've seen some cool Raiders, where they actually open up the model and kind of cut out the engines and put in actual like glowing model lights in there, like battery-operated lights, which are really cool to look at.
Yeah, definitely a more difficult procedure where you got to find how the models are attached. They're not actually one solid piece for a lot of the bigger models. They're two or three pieces that are glued together. So you need to find kind of where those lines are and crack them open. Obviously, you need to do this delicately so you don't break the model. And then there's light kits you want to get that are, you know, really small, designed to go inside models where you can then feed the LED wire through to where you want to apply the light effect, be it, you know, the gun battery or the engines. Then after you close it back up, probably reapply some paint. Looks really cool. Having glowing engines on the table, that really stands out.
So, I mean, a lot of cool ways to edit your models. I've done very little, if none of this, but Carson, you've had a reasonable amount of experience. But I'm sure in the Radio TCX community, a lot of you guys have been doing a lot of this. So if you do have any cool modifications or paint jobs you do want to share, please let us see those on Facebook or through Twitter at Radio TCX Podcast. We'd love to get a look at it and see what you guys are doing out there.
Hopefully just going through some of these techniques has inspired you to try something new. Basically, if I can do this stuff, you can too. Just takes a little bit of patience and some spare time.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Radio TCX. If you like the show, please consider going on to facebook.com/RadioTCX and liking our Facebook page.
You can follow us on Twitter at Radio TCX Podcast.
And if you really enjoy listening to the show, please consider going on to iTunes and leaving us a 5-star review along with a comment saying what you like about the podcast and why other people might be interested in listening.
This week, we're going to give a special shout out to OneSinger13, who said that they really enjoy that these guys use their time wisely and get right to the point and have great insights.
Thanks, OneSinger, and a huge thank you to everyone else who's already left a review on iTunes. It really means a lot to us.
If you want to support the show directly, please consider going onto patreon.com/RadioTCX and become a supporter of the show today. It really means a lot to us.
Again, guys, thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.